In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study on 2 Samuel. Yesterday we talked about David took over Bathsheba, one of his brave man's wife. After he plotted to kill Uriah at the end of 2 Samuel of chapter 11, it seems that nothing happened. Everything was very successful, did according to his plan. But chapter 11, verse 26, that's very verse saying that David did this stuff really displeased the Lord. Even though he thought that David may have thought that nobody know, but indeed the Lord knew. And the Lord was very displeased. There's another interesting story over here. You can see that Joab used to be very harsh to David. And now David at that time sent a letter to Joab using a tricky way. Sent Uriah to the front line. Allow Uriah to fight over there. And several soldiers withdraw immediately. And Uriah got killed by the enemy. And this kind of message, this kind of thought of David was caught by Uriah. In Chinese, we call it 小辫子, right? So Uriah was able to catch the 小辫子 of David, the thought of David. Therefore, it caused David even harder to control him in the future. And Joab was a very brave man. But later on, if you read 37 mighty men of David, Joab is not one of them. One of the weapon barrier of Joab, for example, let's say a brother is Joab, right? And the other brother carried the weapon for him. Even this guy, the weapon carrier, was described as the brave man of David, but not Joab. Because he was indeed a very evil person, kill two generals at peaceful time. Not only that, he also, in many ways, disobeyed the order or commandment of David. Then God was angry. Later on, he said Nathan went to rebuke him. And Nathan, I think he risked his life to do this kind of job. I believe Nathan may not know that David was a man after God. Besides that event, David was a decent person. How do you know, right? In Chinese people says that if you accompany king as if you accompany tiger, right? You don't know how tiger is going to act. 半心如半虎, right? So you do not know what will going on. But with the instruction of the Lord, briefly, Nathan went to the presence of David. And very first of all, he speak a story to David, you know. A rich man, how does a rich man grab a lamb belong to a poor man? And David was very angry. He says that this rich man deserve to pay the other person four times, huh? Deserve to die and repay the other person four times. Because Nathan used the lamb as example. What kind of judgment is this? Please turn to Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. Because Nathan using the story of lamb, and according to law, if a person take away other's name, one lamb, you got to pay four times. Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. Shall we have Brother David from Irvine. Exodus 22, verse 1. I don't see Levi here. And sheep what? 4-1, right? 4-1 for sheep, right? Therefore, since David took away one life of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, and later on he got to pay four lives. And you already know that his son died later on. The son that he have was spared by Uriah when he committed adultery. The son died not long after he was born, right? Now we're going to talk about the second son that died. That is the eldest son. His name is Amnon. Huh? So tonight we will focus on Amnon's story. Huh? I used to share about this story, talking about a topic. Use a topic to describe this story. The topic was Beauty and Beast. Beauty and Beast was a cartoon show that maybe you watched already, right? But if you read chapter 13, it's really something like Beauty and Beast. Because you can see a beauty, her name is Tamar. Tamar was a sister of Absalom, daughter of David. And the beast was Amnon. He was a prince. He was a prince. And prince loved the princess, according to chapter 13, verse 1. So we have a sister Grace from Dallas. Would you please read? Amen. So Absalom has a beautiful sister, Tamar, and then love her. This is the typical story of prince love princess. When we were born, we know how to suck the mother's milk, naturally, right? Nobody need to teach the baby how to suck the milk. So when a boy grow up, naturally, he will love a girl, right? This is printed in our gene. Nobody have to teach you. You want to love and you want to get married. This is designed by God. Actually, this is a blessing of God. Because God wants people to have baby, godly baby, so that they can cover the earth, the face of the earth, so everybody can worship the Lord. So it's quite natural. So when you love girls, don't feel too much guilty. Because, again, it is nature. I still remember when I was in elementary school, right? The school forced us to have folk dance, to do folk dance. Do you do that in your school? Huh? Do you do that? Yes, right? Then I still remember, at that time we have handkerchief. Everybody have to prepare handkerchief. I don't like to shake hand, hold hand with girls. So I took out my handkerchief. Hey, hold this. All my handkerchief, right? That was when I was, fourth graders. About 10 years old, right? But when I turned into like 13, 14, 15, things simply changed, right? When I went to a junior college in Taiwan, I still remember once upon a time, suddenly, because in the morning we have morning assembly, right? And usually in the morning assembly, they have a reward given. Who is the best students, right? Suddenly, they name a girl's name. Oh, then I remember her name. And when I wait on the bus, suddenly that girl show up, right? So I take a look of her. Oh, this is the girl. And she was fair and beautiful. And later on, I noticed that the way she walked is quite different from other people. She walks like a cloud. To me. Okay? So from that moment on, every morning, I will go to the bus stop to wait for her to show up. And I guess she was about 2 years older than me, I think. But I just feel like, wow, that, you know, every morning I expect her to show up. But you know, I was Christian, right? That kind of feeling only hidden over here, right? She did not know. Actually, I don't want her to know neither. But again, human being did that. It's a natural feeling. But the point is that this case is a little bit extreme. Verse 2. Shall we have Brother Lawrence to read for us? Okay, so Tamar was a virgin, and Amnon thought it was difficult to do anything to her. And I think in ancient times, girls got to cover everything with their body, only leave two eyes open, right? So, and besides, according to the law, they are not, according to Mosaic law, Amnon are not supposed to fall in love with Tamar because they have the same father. So, he cannot do anything about it. How to do anything about it? And he was seeking a way, he was like, what? Love to her in a way that he became very sick. Huh? Any one of you love to a point that you feel very sick? Raise your hand. I guess you dare not to raise your hand, right? But do you have any friends that have this kind of experiences? They love someone and to the point that they seems like they are sick. Do you have friends like this? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay, yes, you do. I do, too. When I was in junior college, we have a very good classmate. We have boys and girls in the same class. And it is, again, junior college, five-year system, right? Boys and girls got to stay in the same room for 5 years. Okay? So we know each other quite well. And we have a 死党, right? We have a group of people. We are... No, I don't click with her, but we are click. You call it click, but click is like this, right? Huh? Okay, we click. And actually, the lady was always got the number one in her scores. Very smart lady, right? But in a certain semester, her schoolwork simply dropped dramatically. And then we both, several of us, go to check with her. What's going on with you? And she started to share us with her secret. Because in our classroom, we have a handsome boy. Okay? We have a handsome boy, and she like him so much that she cannot concentrate in class. Every class, she don't take note anymore. She will write on a piece of paper the name with her name. I still remember the last name is Yao, right? Yao, something. I love you, something, right? The whole piece of paper full of that kind of stuff. Like, wow. I really cannot believe it. She's getting skinnier and skinnier. Her schoolwork is getting worse and worse. And I start to notice that, wow, to love someone can be that serious, huh? I didn't know. So I think Amnon was that kind of, fall into that kind of situation. As a matter of fact, in the book of Song of Song, it says that love sometimes could be as strong as death. Love could be as strong as death. So the feeling sometimes is very weird stuff. Very weird. I have a very good friend, church friend, right? But this church friend did not listen to our IE teacher carefully. I mean, IE teacher keep telling us, do not fall in love when you are in school, right? But he did not listen. So he fell in love with a sister when they are in high school. And they date until college for about 7 years. Then after this brother discharged from the army, the sister changed her heart. And the brother simply cannot take it, right? The brother once upon a time date the sister in a very huge building. And then when the sister said, no, I don't like you anymore, the brother said, if you don't like me, that's all jump from the building. I said, brother, what are you doing? What's the matter with you? And he keeps turning to me, you don't know, like, you don't have experience, you don't know what I'm feeling. So I guess I still do not know what's going on because I don't have that kind of experiences. But I know one thing. I don't know if you call it lust or call it love, but sometimes it could be as strong as death. But again, I guess if this brother has that kind of feeling, it is not from God because God would not. I think love is sacrifice. That love is not to fulfill your own desire of your own will. If other people say, no, I don't like you anymore, of course you feel very sad. But if you try to use your force or will to win back, sometimes you will leave Satan who steps. This kind of thoughts actually sometimes lead to death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Shall we have our brother Tony from Vancouver? Yes, you can read Chinese. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Very interesting comment over here. Worldly sorrow sometimes brings to death. So if your person is bounded by lust, I don't think in this case could be love, and entangled by that, that could lead to death. But brother and sister, I think you are not as worse as Amnon, right? But it's unavoidable that you might, I think tickle could be a you might feel itchy concerning the opposite sex, right? Or, you know, it's uncontrollable feeling. I know. I once was young too. So when you have that kind of problem, what would you do? Anybody very brave to share your experiences? If you truly love someone, right? You don't know if it is love or it is lust. We will talk about it later on. But you really have a feeling, let's say you are over here, right? You truly have a feeling toward a sister over here. What are you going to do? Are you going to give her a note? If anybody give you, hey. If you receive any note from end brother, right, give it to me, okay? What are you going to do? I mean, people might run into this kind of situation, right? What are you going to do? Anyone? But if you're older, if you got married, would you? You are welcome to share your personal experiences. Bob, anything to share? It's okay. It's meant to be. It's meant to be. Wow, it's words of wisdom. Good, thank you. I have several suggestions. I keep telling our youth over here, you cannot stop the birds fly over the sky, right? But you always can stop the birds build a nest on you. I keep saying this, you remember this term already. It's unavoidable. There are some thought, yes, I like this one. And actually, when I was your age, I don't only love one. No, I'm serious. See? I have a lamb list in my pocket. This sister from Garden Grove Church. This sister from Irvine Church. This sister from Cerrito Church. Of course, I have about 6 sisters in my list. I pray to God. God, if I graduate, right, any matchmaker come to me concerning any one of them, I will say, okay, I'm here. Please send me. Right? But I never approach them, okay? I just let you know, I never approach them. This is only my name list, okay? I never approach them. I simply pray to God, God, please, right? But guess what? The matchmaker never come to me about these 6 girls. So I... But again, people's feeling changes. Don't you think so? When I go to the United States, one of the name lists show up because he also came to the United States to study too. And some people try to match us up. And the sister even, you know, fly to my city. I used to live in a certain city, right? She live about 1,000 miles away, right? And of course, I guess, I don't know what the matchmaker do. You know, we just have a dinner. And the feeling totally changed. I don't know. People, when you go through so many things, and the feeling you once have is different later on. Oh, it's different. So why you should not take action right now? Again, because your feeling will continue changing. Because you do not know truly who you are yet and truly who the other person is. Oh. So in your age, I think sometimes it's nothing wrong that you have feelings. But it will be very bad if you truly show your feeling to other people, because it might cause the problem to other people, it might cause yourself some problems. I keep telling some of you over here, you hear me from your young age, right? Your feeling change, for example, flowers. I love roses many years ago, but later on I don't love roses anymore. I figure lily is more pure. Roses has strong, even though it's beautiful, but it's strong. Some sisters are beautiful, but they are cha-ba-bo. They are, I shouldn't say that, they are very, I don't know what is a good word to say about it, I'm sorry. They do not have a good temper, right? Huh? If I offend anybody, I'm sorry. I just express my feeling. These are only examples. I mean, years later, I feel like, well, lily is better, pure and white, right? And innocent are better, right? But years later, your feeling might change. Oh, I want something combined with lily and rose. Right? Your feeling keep updating, like 284, 286, and 386, now Pentium 3. Right? It's keep changing. You do not know truly who you are after you are a little bit older. So do not take action. Another analogy is that if the fruit is not mature yet, you try to pick up and eat it, it's going to be very, very sour. So, then what are you going to do if you have this kind of you fall into this kind of situation? Huh? What are you going to do? Again, probably you have to pray harder, right? Probably you have to let the feeling go, or pray about your feeling. Pray about your feeling. I don't know if I share this with you. This is a true testimony in the Youth Communion magazine. A brother really loved a sister, and he prayed to God. God, if this is my Eve, that meant that, you know, it's your arrangement, it's my Eve. You know, if it is the arrangement of God, you notice that when you got married, it fit very well, because he is your rib, right? He's your rib. You just put over here and put in, wow, very much, right? If it is not your rib and you take over others' rib, then you got to cut it a little bit, right? Or you got to cut yourself a little bit. Then you are able to fit. So the final solution, final answer is in God's hand. So that brother has that kind of wisdom. He says, Lord, if this is your will, please preserve that sister for me. Then he went to the army. He was in college for years. He had that kind of feeling to that sister. He did not share it. He went to the army. He came back. And some people have already matched that sister to several brothers already, but the sister do not feel okay. But when it comes to this brother, hey, everything just fall into a piece. And then they got married. So I think everything is in God's hand. Everything is in God's hand. Again, what are you going to do at this point of time if you have that kind of feeling? I really strongly suggest you to have a group activity like NYTS over here. Everybody has pure heart. But at the same time, you know who their true color, that person's true essence. Over here, we don't try to pretend, because like Pastor TJ says, we are all naked in the eyes of God. What does it mean? We are also true in the eyes of God. So everybody is very genuine over here. Nobody is pretending, because we are not dating. We have group activities, right? So when you walk together, you suddenly know, hey, that sister is just like my mother. Hey, that sister, like my grandmother. When I'm talking about character, okay? I'm not talking about, no sister like your grandmother, for sure. Suddenly you notice that, you know, something that, you know, you feel very comfortable. That kind of character, you feel very comfortable. And you can truly observe their essence. If you date, I already told you, it's always like what? You are dating a mask. Don't you think so? If you call a certain brother, a certain sister, hey, let's date 8 o'clock, what do you think the sister will do? Huh? Maybe do a little makeup? Huh? Perfume? A little bit, I don't know. A little bit good looking, right? And then brought him maybe put what? Something to deodorant to get rid of the mouth odor, right? It's all fake. It's not genuine. It's all mask. You cannot, you are dating an ideal or dream opposite sex, not true color. When you live under the roof, everything is gone. Sometimes I told my wife, how come you always dress beautifully when you go out? When you stay at home, I want you to dress beautifully for me, right? But usually people only dress beautifully when they go out, right? This is nature, right? People, but when you live in the same roof, people are, you know, we are so close already. Why do I need to dress? I mean, people do not do that kind of stuff. This is nature, isn't it? So again, if you date on purpose, usually you are not knowing the true color of the other party. If you are already graduate from college, right, I already suggest you before the last semester of fourth grade, do not even think about it, dating. Okay? Okay, do you hear me? Please? Please? Nobody hear me? Please? Oh, thank you, you hear me. But if you're already working, I know that marriage is a very important concern in your life. And in the Lord, I think you are ready to start. Of course, there are many, many ways. You can use Isaac's ways or Jacob's way. Many, many ways you can use. But this one thing you shouldn't miss is that please do not try to fool around. Even though you are ready to get married, right? But if you try to fool around, meaning what? Meaning you don't really have intention to enter into marriage that soon, but you want to, you know, have fun. Okay? I guess that kind of motivation is none to the Lord. And when you try to have fun, because you are old enough, and later on, you are going, probably, because you are not serious. Right? If you are serious, later on you break up, you will feel very sad. If you are not serious, play around, later on, I think it will leave a lot of negative impact in your life. Again, like Mikhail has a previous relationship and later relationship. Later on, Mikhail's marriage was not good. If you, I repeat the lessons already. If you date 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, after you get married, this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes will come you to come to your memory if you're really fooling around. So really, one of the good ways you can really try is what? Through the matchmaking system provided by the church. To me, it's very efficient. I know my wife through this system. Not totally. I know her in NYTS in Taiwan. That was the first NYTS held in Taiwan. And my wife was in the congregation. We only have about 20 people, right? My wife was there. I noticed that she prayed hard, right? I noticed that she don't talk that much, and I used to love to talk. If I love to talk, and she love to talk too, I guess we have too much fight. And I noticed that, hey, this sister do not like to talk, and I love to talk. So, okay? So it might work out. So after I cannot find a lady in the United States, you know, and sister, some people simply mentioned to me this sister, I would say, okay, no problem, just put an engagement into a ring. And I did not even go home for my engagement. I was engaged when I was not there. My daughter, when they look at our wedding photos, engaging photos, they say, "Father, Mom is engaged, where are you?" But I think matchmaking is quite efficient because I already know what I like. What I think is proper for me. I want a lady who do not dress very fancy. You know why? Because I want to be a pastor, right? If a sister like to dress fancily, I cannot afford to make her to go to Bloomingdale all the time. Right? Bloomingdale, one clothing is about $200. You know what? Dressing make a girl, a brother also, I'm sorry, I always speak on sister. A brother looks beautiful. Handsome. Handsome too, but actually they all very cost. They cost money, isn't it? And I don't, at that time, I'm sorry, that's me. No offense, okay? That's me. I will not marry a sister with very fancy clothing because that simply is not my type. Oh, we really know who I like and I observe. So when people mention to me, I can simply say, no, this is not what I want. Yes, this is what I can consider. So Again, I think most important is that you really need to pray hard. You know, once upon a time I told my wife, hey, how come I have been searching and searching for a long time, then you show up, right? But you don't even search, and you marry such a wonderful husband. How come is that, right? And my wife says that, you did not know lah. I pray for a long time. She prayed for a long time. So I think, really, I really believe in God's arrangement. God's arrangement. I could have married to many other sisters because I was alone in the United States. But the Lord simply has His plan for me. My wife did not even have a green card. If I marry a sister in the United States, I do not have to work for 10 years for my green card. Okay? My life could be a little bit smoother. I can be a pastor a little bit easier, a little bit earlier, right? But you know what? God really have His plan. God knows that I was not ready at that time. I was too arrogant. I was too naive. I was too immature to become a pastor. So God trained me for 10 years so that through the marriage, without a green card, job training, I can be well prepared, I think. Maybe if God wants to use me, he provide a way to train me and my wife too. So, again, if you are already a social youth, a working youth, I strongly suggest you put in trust. You have your own sense. You have your own idea. There is nothing wrong about it. You know, a person prefer to eat noodles, prefer to eat rice, prefer to eat hamburger. God has nothing to do with it, okay? God don't care if you like a noodle or hamburger or Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? Don't blame God if you choose Kentucky Fried Chicken. Later you say, God, how come you give me Kentucky Fried Chicken? I want noodle. It's the noodle. It's your personal preference. Alright? But still, even if you don't choose, that's totally fine with God. But still, if you put entrust these things into the hands of God, you will see the wonderful guidance of the Lord. I heard many wonderful testimonies. If anybody get married in the church, talk to them. Some of them truly have wonderful testimony. Like, for example, recently we have a brother Benson marry a sister in the Southern California. What is her name? Cindy, right? Cindy determined to be to keep her bachelor food with all her life already because I think she was a little bit, I don't know. I don't know why she has gone through. I'm not her, right? I don't know why she has gone through. But one day she was reading the Bible and she received inspiration from the Bible. Yeah, maybe she can give another try. Then Benson showed up. Truly, it is true story. Then they clicks and they are over there in the wedding ceremony. Oh. So entrust everything into the hands of God. Okay, when you have problems like Amnon's. Amnon, this prince become a beast. What make a prince become a beast? Verse 3 to 6. Oh. Is that Christine from Vancouver? 13, 3 to 6. So you can see that a prince become a beast because he made a very bad friend. This guy is Jonadab. Jonadab was David's brother's son. He was a very kindly person. You know, if you read the later story, there's another story containing Jonadab. Anybody want to share? When Amnon got killed, what does Jonathan say? Amnon got killed later on. What did Jonathan say? Yes?
What?
Only Amnon himself got killed, right? So he really was a very smart person. But he was smart in the wrong way. He was smart in the wrong way. So who make you a lot of time, brother and sister? How come a person could become a very evil person? Usually have to do with friends. When we are little kids, right? You love to sing a hymn, right? That is in Chinese. 哥哥爸爸真伟大, right? Is that right? When you're a little girl. 哥哥爸爸, you admire your brother and father when you're a little boy. Boy. But when you grow up, you always say, oh. No, thank you. 没关系. Are we allowed to drink water in the class? Okay. Oh, okay. Do I need to say part? Oh. Thank you. When we grow up, friends become play a very important role in our life. I learned this with my friend. Do you know how to flip pen? Do you know how to do this? I know how to do this. You know when do I learn this? I learned it when I was in junior high. All the classroom, everybody do that. Everybody do that. Everybody got to learn. So when you're taking test, everybody simply flip up hand like crazy, right? Then when the teacher we don't like come in, right? Everybody flip their hand, flip their pen until he got dizzy. What's going on with you guys, right? So I do this because, again, it is my friends, and it's only an example. Huh? Sometimes our friends will make us sin too, influence us. So I really urge you, brother and sister, make friends with brother and sister more than outsiders, because we share the same value. Most of your friends are outsiders, they might show you maybe ugly, dirty magazines. They might introduce you dirty website. They might tell you which chat room is most interesting. Maybe adult chat room, right? Because they are their friends. So we have to pay attention to what kind of friends do we make. Personally, I really pay attention to my children's friends. You know, I don't want my children to feel offense, but I figure out really it influences you a lot. But again, I really hope that every one of us over here could be a little bit independent thinker. Our concept got to be from the Bible. When your friend do certain kind of things, you won't be influenced because you know what you are doing. When I first came to the United States, maybe some of you heard this too, I was amazed when I go to college in the United States. When we are discussing about cohabitation, I was the only one who against cohabitation in my classroom. And I feel so defensive. Everybody has a good reason to support that cohabitation is natural. Marriage is only a piece of paper. Trying out is something logical, you know. If you do not try, how do you know it is good or not, right? If you try, it is good, then you get married. This is a very natural process. We live in modern society. Everybody share that kind of mess. I was shocking. I was like, what? What's going on? This is the United States. And I thought we are only kids, right? We are college kids, right? So they have that kind of thought. But when I go to work in a very distinguished company in the United States, the employees all over the country, even overseas, we have colleagues, senior engineer, when you talk about cohabitation, they agree with my previous classmate. Even one of them says that their marriage was through cohabitation. I was amazed again. I said, how come? Then, if you discuss with your friend concerning certain concept, do you feel like sometimes you are defenseless? You do not know. Seems like they all have very scientific logic to back up their own saying. But if you go like, my belief is from the Bible, and the Bible says, so I agree. So that's it, period, right? And you do not know how to defend for yourself. Sometimes you have that kind of feeling? Yes, you do, right? I did have that kind of feeling. So I don't like that kind of feeling. I want to think about what is really good in my life. Is it good to do their way? Again, independent thinker. One of my teachers told me, I still remember, he says that there are too many followers in this world. You don't have to be any followers. You shall be a leader. I think in thinking, right? Since we have Bible for our reference and this is the words of God, if you truly think it through, the Bible really has a lot of profound concept inside. It only is waiting for you to build up that kind of concept to support the idea of the Bible. Then later on, when I think about this, I'm very convinced. Then I start to share with my friends, how come you guys think cohabitation is a very natural process? This is a natural process. Human being is just like animals. Right? What do I mean by that? Animals keep changing, keep trying. And even some animals don't do that. Some animal mate for their life, right? Is that right sentence? Mate for their life. So I don't understand the concept like marriage could be like going shopping, right? You go to a store, you shop it, you don't like it, and return back to the store. Then human being is like an item. And I don't like that kind of idea. I think human being could be nobler than animal and then an item. So please be a little bit more different from your friend. Your friend happened to be party animal, happened to be have sacred thoughts. But we have the concept from the Bible. Simply we got to figure it out how to build up our true value in the Lord. Amnon become a beast. Not only he made a bad friend, he also was bounded by his lust. He was bounded by his lust. Please read chapter 13, verse 10 to 14. Chapter 13, verse 10 to 14. Shall we have Brother Oscar from Kanoka Park Church. 13 to 14. Again, lust and rape later on make him become a beast. You know what, brother and sister, Amnon really did not love Tamar. It is lust. In the name of love, Jacob suffered for his wife 7 years. Waiting for his wife for 7 years. Right, Rachel, right? In the name of lust, Amnon get Tamar maybe in 5 minutes. 7 years and 5 minutes. Great difference, isn't it? If anybody truly love you, I think he shall wait. He shall sacrifice his feeling. If anybody truly only have lust, he want to fulfill his own desire and his own lust in 5 minutes. So we can very easily to distinguish what is lust and what is love. You know what? Lust will make a people blind his eyes. Desire will blind a person's eyes. So at this point of time, Amnon lying down there, it is like what? It's like a person, a yeast, a bread, right? That had yeast, right? It's baking over there. You lie down over there, and that kind of thoughts keep coming in. Actually, I think Satan was inside her or inside him already. That kind of evil thought keep increasing and increasing, like a yeast, keep bigger and bigger and bigger. If you were Amnon, I think what's the best way you can do it at that time? Huh? You have a very evil concept, and that girl is approaching, your dream girl is approaching, and you're laying down there, you know that you have a plan. You have a very tricky plan. You're laying down there, and you know your imagination, your fantasy is getting bigger and bigger. What should you do at that time? Huh? What? Say it again.
Jump out the window.
Jump out the window. Yes. Go to take a cold shower. Really, sometimes it helps, right? If you don't do that, that will become a very, to a point that you cannot even control your desire anymore. This is like a drama that he thought he can play, and maybe he thought he can control his own feeling, but to that kind of stage, it is ran out of his hand already. Lust blind a person's eyes. Lust make you When you fall into the temptation, sometimes you lose the control. Satan control you already. It is very sad. It is very sad. You know what? I read a story. It made me think. It's similar to this one. There was a thief, right? A lady thief. He was in a train with a gentleman in a train. And he noticed that the gentleman has a wallet in the pocket, right? And then he sat very close to the gentleman. And the gentleman was reading the newspaper, right? So he squeezed to the gentleman and only look at that wallet. And take the wallet, and when the train stopped, try to go out, right? And for some reason, the gentleman kept following her. And she was do not know why the gentleman kept following her. She kept running away, but the gentleman kept following her. And then she turned her head and rebuked the gentleman, "Why do you keep following me?" But he said, "But lady, because the wallet have chain, and the chain tied to my pant, I got to follow you. Where do I go? Because you keep dragging me to follow you, right?" Now, that story made me think, how come that lady, when she tried to steal, she only focused on that wallet and never pay attention to the chain? So a lot of time when you fall into a desire or temptation, right, your focus is only at one point. At that time, Edmund's focus is only the bad stuff. He totally can ignore that he lied to his father, he lied to his sister, he even disobeyed the commandment of God. He never thought of the consequences, really blind, lost, blind her eyes already. So brother and sister, what makes Amnon become a beast? Second one, we just read it, right? Because he raped her. Concerning rape, I have certain things to warn our sisters. Sister tends to have a very tender nature, right? Mother nature. Right? You love to cook for people because you love to cook. You love to show your concern because you love babies, right? And a lot of boys are like babies to you, right? You simply feel like, yeah, taking good care of her is, you know, natural thing to do. Like Tamar maybe thought at that time. But be very careful that not our brother, okay? Our brother, our very good brother, okay? Some gentlemen, maybe, I don't know, anybody. Some gentlemen, well, it's not gentlemen anymore, some beast. might misuse your gentleness, your kind nature. So the Bible says if you want to love, you should have knowledge too. 爱心要加上真知识. Love got to be provided with true knowledge. You got to know that boys' feeling and girls' feeling are totally different. Maybe your teacher already told you this. Sometimes lady is what? Started from love, and then later on went to marriage, and then they can become a couple. It is what? Love, from love to sex. But a lot of time, boys is from sex to love. Boys sometimes are sex-driving animals. It is our brother, okay? Our brother, our godly brother. I'm talking about boys. Some of them are like that. So you have to be very careful. Don't feel naive when there is a person try to date you in a dark place, in a movie theater, any place that is dark. I don't know. I don't go to too much place in the United States. Be careful. Be careful. We only encourage you to date this age, right? When you're under, even though you are graduate from college. Graduate from college is a little bit, let's talk about undergraduate. We only encourage you to date by what? By more than three people. And always odd number, right? Odd number, not even number. I think that is very healthy environment today. For those who already graduate, when you want to date, right? I think the best place is McDonald's. Or Burger King. I mean, if you truly have to date, if you graduate already, date in a public area. Because you never know, environment is a very tricky part. Did I tell you that college kids went out for a date, and she came back to share with her classmate, and she said, "I think I fall in love." And the other girl said, "Why do you think you fall in love?" "Oh, you know, I think I fall in love because when we go out, right, we walk by a very romantic place, right? Oh, the moon is so beautiful. The wind is so soothing. The flower smells so good, right? And you know what? The star looks so bright. Wow, such a romantic guy. So I think he must be a very good, gentle person, right?" And the other person say, "Hey, I think you fall in love with moon, star, and the wind. Not truly him. In the darkness, even though he's ugly, he become very beautiful. I mean, handsome." In the darkness, people feeling is triggered, you always cannot see true essence of that person. So the environment is very important, okay? Concerning raping, you got to know one thing, okay? Do not join wild party. We have few. Say sorry to share with you that our sister or brother went to a party. When they come back, they do not know how to they lost their body. They did not know. He said, "I don't know why. I just have a couple of drinks. When I wake up, I feel hurt." And she keep crying and crying and crying. And then he or she cannot become an IE teacher. I guess you all know the story, I think, right? I don't know. I just heard it. I don't know who they are. But this is the true story happening in the United States and South America, too. So you got to know that now science is very advanced. There are some pills. You cannot smell anything. You cannot see any color, just like Coca-Cola. You drink it and you're gone. And you are other people's tools at that time. Toys, not tools. Toys at that time. So, I know some of you are more liberal than other people, okay? Some of you think, the pastor only fussy about that. Come on, it's not as serious as you think. But, you know, if you just run into one case, which is very bad, you are going to feel sorry with the rest of your life. This kind of stuff, 不怕一万,只怕万一, 你懂吗? How do you say this in English? Really, you just feel like if that kind of little occasion occurs, you might feel sorry with all your life. Raping is always, sometimes the statistic shows that it always occurs with the acquaintance, the one you know very well. So be careful. Don't even have a blind date in the internet. You learn so many stories already. Internet dating, right? I just read a story from newspaper recently, from I think Los Angeles Times or San Francisco Chronicles. There was a lady in the South California, right? She chat with a guy in the internet, and both of them live in Orange County. And when this lady go out in the gentleman's car, the gentleman used his belt to abuse her and rape her. And then one of her friends was very angry and then tried to lure him out, right? And got him captured. Do you read that story? Yeah, you read that story. So you see that this is not for Christian at all. Internet dating is totally not for Christian. I never ever think about it. I think it's going to be very damaged to you. This prince become a beast later on. You know what? The beast never expected the consequence will be like that. The Bible says that later on, his hate is more than his love. Can you imagine that? When you are in them, are you able to picture that? Years ago, right, you fall in love with this lady. This lady is your dream girl. And then after 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15, whatever, your feeling totally changed 100%. How could it be? How could it be? Huh? Do you have that kind of experience? I hope not, right? This is very weird. But it is true, brother and sister. No matter who you are, if anybody commits sin, suddenly his eyes will open to learn something that he never learned before. Like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they did not know they were naked before. After they come missing, suddenly their eyes are open. They say, "No, oh my goodness, how come we are naked?" They, So whenever you commit sins, usually you find something that you never learned, but it's also very hard to turn back. Judah did not know that neither. Judah never learned that after he betrayed Jesus Christ, suddenly his eyes were opened. He can only use commit suicide to stop that kind of feeling. So that feeling is what? Is what? What kind of feeling is that? Start to feel like heartless. I think the heartless is that he dislikes himself. The only thing to make him feel safe at that time is like, cast this girl away, as if he did not do anything. So this is something that we got to learn. Whenever we do something wrong, our eyes will suddenly open. But the worst thing for this puzzling Amnon is that, see verse 16, right? Amnon promised that he will marry, Tamar promised that he will marry Amnon. Verse 16, someone read for us, please. David from Queens, are you able to read? Your voice is gone. Who can read? Aaron, please read. Continue.
Verse 17. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, "Here, put this woman out, away from me, and bolt the door behind her."
Tamar, by saying that, actually agreed that, "Brother, you know, don't cast me out, because really I want to marry you." But this guy is really do not know what he's doing. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 28. Anna, would you please continue reading? I'm running out of time. Would you please read quick? Deuteronomy 22, 28.
Verse 28. If a man finds a young woman who is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and he seizes her and lies with her, and they are found out.
29.
Verse 29. Then the man who lay with her shall give to the young woman's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife because he has humbled her. He shall not be permitted to divorce her on this day.
So, after Tamar's consent, after that event, right, if they follow the law, Amnon was able to keep her, but Amnon did not even do that. If Tamar have ever cried out loud when Amnon was doing that, actually, he was considered sinless girls in the eyes of God. As a matter of fact, if any sister got raped without consent, we will hold the holy matrimony for them in the church because she is sinless, because she got raped, okay? You understand what I'm trying to say? You understand? Okay. But if it is consent case, it's different. You are not allowed before marriage. If you have adultery, fornication, and you are not allowed to get married in the church. Of course, the church will not ask you, the church will ask you to sign a letter. Do you have sexual relationship before you get married? You say, no, I don't have. Then we will help you with your holy matrimony in the sacred temple of God. Oh. If anybody try to lie, I don't really suggest you to lie. Huh? Please do not lie. Because I have a relative who lied to the church. And they had a relationship already. But they tell pastors and church council they don't. They don't get married in the Lord. It is not. The blessing turned into curse later on. So the Lord cannot be deceived. Whatever is done in secret is not known to people, but it's always known to the Lord. So you make decision. Ministers, if you want to have family service, not wedding ceremony, minister can go there and help you with your family service. We cannot have a blessing. We don't have a blessing part, okay? What does it mean by blessing? A blessing part meaning that you kneel down in front of the God, in front of God, and pastor bless you with many blessings. That part will be skipped. And 不证婚不祝福. No blessing and no 祝福 officiate. but still we can join your family services. If you do not announce you to become husband and wife, if you do not want us to announce you husband and wife, because we can announce that for you, right? But if you invite me to do the sermon services, I will do it for you, okay? But several things I got to insist concerning the truth. I love you, so I concern you, so I'll do it for you, okay? But certain part against the teaching of the Bible, the spirit of the church, I won't do it because that's my principle. But again, please do not mock God. God cannot be deceived. So Amnon, he's become puzzled already. He hates himself, not because he hates his sister. He really hates himself. And later on, he even did even worse things. The dream girl, just let her go by that. How sad it is. So this could be a very interesting warning story for you to ponder. Let's pray in silence.